This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay customer service. I'm David, how can I help you?
Yes, that's right. I ordered something from eBay.
I can't hear you. Can you please speak up?
No, they just called me now. They said they're going to take, I don't know, 200 something. I ordered something from eBay.
Yes, ma'am. You are purchased.
I didn't use eBay, so how am I going to order things from there?
Okay. But I believe, ma'am, without your permission, some people use your information and they are trying to create that eBay account. That's why you are facing that type of problems.
Oh, my God. So how can you please help me?
Of course, I'm going to help you. Don't worry. First of all, you confirm me. Do you have any smart device like a cell phone, iPad, tablet, computer, anything? Then I can easily show you the problem and you want to easily fix it.
Yeah, my phone is, I only have an iPhone, yeah. I have the iPhone
15. You have an iPhone. Alright, can you please confirm me, you doing any online shopping, online banking, something like that you doing in your phone?
No.
Okay.
I don't really buy things online, no.
Okay, you don't do online banking or something, right?
No.
Alright. Okay, don't worry. Just try to look on your cell phone. You just put the phone on speaker first.
Okay.
It is on speaker?
Yeah, it's on speaker now.
All right. And after put the phone on speaker, just look on the very bottom. You have a home button. Just try to press the home button.
Oh, home button, yes. Is that why I can close the app?
Yeah, just go back to the apps. Page like that, home page. You can see here all the apps.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Can you see the App Store? This looks like a blue color A, App Store.
Yeah, I can see App Store here.
Yeah, just try to touch on the App Store and open it up.
Yes, I'll open it up.
All right. And after touch on the App Store, look on the very bottom right hand side. It's a search logo, like it looks like a magnifying glass. You can see the search.
Yes, yes.
Just try to touch on that.
Yes.
Yeah. And after touch on that, just look on the very top. Its search panel come up. Anything you write and type something in the top. Just check.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you need to do, just type over there, all in lowercase of the single word. It's any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Sorry. Can you please say S-A?
I will just spell out for you, all right? It's A for Apple. A,
yes.
Then N for Nancy, N,
yeah. Okay, I, N,
not I, I'm saying A for Apple, A, then N for Nancy, N,
okay, N, yes,
then Y for YOLO, Y,
okay, yes,
then D for Doctor, D,
okay, D,
then E for Elephant, letter E,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Then S for sugar, letter S.
Yes.
Then K for king, letter K.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now search.
Okay, search.
Now what option came up?
It's coming with the rarity. And then they say any desk, remote desk. This
yeah, remote? That one. Yeah, that one. Just right side, just check. It's option get. G to get. You can see that get?
Yeah.
Touch on get and install. And after touch on install.
Okay.
And after install it complete, then you can see any option will be come up open. Then you touch on open.
Okay, I'm just...
Now it's open?
No, I'm just, because people are open enough to, like, log in or go back to my password. I'm just,
It is still installing or it is come up open?
No, no, no. I have to put my password. So I put the wrong password. They told me to do no password.
Oh, okay, okay. You put your password first? Now it is installing.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
You remember your password?
Yeah, I'm just setting up now.
Your Apple ID and password, you remember first. You don't put wrong password 3 times. Then your phone is blocked. Then it's not working after.
It's downloading now.
Okay. Now it is open?
Yeah, a few more. It's just downloading now.
Okay. How much percent it will be download? Just check.
I got 5.
5%.
Pardon?
5% download.
No, it's open now.
Oh, it's open. All right. Try to open it up.
Okay. Yes, I open it up.
Now after what option you can see after open?
Inside mode address.
Yeah, can you see the 9-digit number?
Yes.
Tell me the number slowly, slowly.
Should I give you?
Yeah, just give me the number.
388.
Okay.
869.
Okay.
919.
All right. Now, right now, you receive 2 options. Listen to me very carefully. Don't do any mistakes. Right now, you receive 2 options. First option, I trust this call. You select that option, tick mark, it's a little square box. You tick mark first one, then click on accept. And once again you receive, do not show this again. You select that box and once again click on allow. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Now check. You receive that option. Check. Yeah, security warning, it will become up, just check.
Yeah, security warning, yes.
Yes. Now you just check its option over there. Yeah, accept. First select, I trust this call or something, a little option over there. Just touch on that or I above of the risk, just touch on that option, then click on accept.
Okay.
And after click on accept, what option you can see? Do not show this again or something.
Mm-hmm.
Touch on that and accept once again or allow any option over there.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, then start broadcast. You can see any option over there. Start broadcast. Just try to touch on that. Start broadcast.
Yes.
All right. Now don't touch anywhere. Just try to check. After touch on start broadcast, what option you can see in your screen?
Is like the number is typing.
Alright. Now you need to do, press the home button. Look at the very bottom, you have a home button. Just try to press the home button and go back to your home page.
Yeah.
Like go back to your, you'll go back to your normal home page.
Yes.
Then you can see near all the applications. Go back to the normal home page.
Yes, I'm here.
You here. All right. Now, you need to do, just try to check, madam, in your messages. Just look on your message and try to open it up.
Yes, I'll open my messages, yes.
And you receive any? Yeah. You receive any message from eBay?
No.
All right. Just go back.
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, go back. Just try to open up your settings. Just look on your setting option in your phone. Settings. Just try to open up the settings.
Yes, I'm in your setting now.
Yes. Look on your after open up the settings, look on the top. It's like your name over there. Just try to check. It's a
yeah, I can see my name.
Yes. Now, after just check, is any option over there, like a password, security, payment, delivery? You need to do, press on the payment and delivery. Can you see that option, payments and delivery? Just try to press on that. Yeah. Now, anything come up?
Yeah.
All right. Now you need to do close it. Just close that and go back to your home page. Close it.
Yeah, I'm in my home page.
All right. Now you need to do, just stay on the line right now. I want to transfer this call to our account team and someone purchase something or what exactly they are doing it. Each and every information they are trying to provide you in our senior. All right. Now stay on the line.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on the hold. This is Ron Davis from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I do believe that you have talked to one of my previous colleague, and I do believe he was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to just explain you, there will be an account with the eBay has been created under the name of Rosa Alvingo, all right?
Yeah.
And this account has been created under your informations, and somebody is trying to misusing with your details and try to steal some of the informations or try to charge or try to order something. So that is the reason we need to just check what is happening, and we need to just verify the payments, and let me just help you to cancel it, because we have put the red flag onto the transactions and onto that personal details either. So just tell me one thing, like when was the last time you make any online payment from your online banking?
I can't remember because eBay, I don't have eBay in my phone even.
I understand. You don't have the eBay, but somebody has created the eBay account with your information. And apart from the eBay, there are a few more platform where your details has been registered. So you just do one thing, go to your home screen. First, we need to check something. Now, what we have just simply got, the transactions has been made from the Commonwealth Bank, all right? So I do believe you use the Commonwealth application on your mobile phone?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so please go ahead and log in and check for the 3rd February transaction. Check for that. Now, go to your accounts, at the bottom there will, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you see at the left-hand side top corner there will be the X sign?
What?
X, like an X sign, left-hand top corner, X sign?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Click on that. Now, can you see at the bottom something called accounts? Press on accounts.
Okay, let me see.
At the bottom. there will be some options: home, account,
okay,
fake.
Account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see accounts. All right. So we have just simply verified those things. So you just log out from your account. Log out from your account. And apart from the Combank, do you use any other banking or any other online banking apart from the Commonwealth Bank?
No.
You don't deal with. That is the only banking you do. So what I am just doing, I'm just connecting this code to the billing department, and the officer in charge from the billing department will help you to cancel the platform, okay? Because there will be a zip application has been registered with your information where those people has purchased some kinds of gift card which we need to cancel. All right. So for doing those things, for canceling those things, I do believe, like, do you have any driver's license with you, ma'am?
No.
You don't even have the driver's license? And do you have any Medicare card?
Yes.
You have the Medicare card. Lovely. So just give me a moment and let me connect this call to the billing department.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for holding the line, madam. My name is Harry. I'm from billing department. So how are you doing today?
Yeah, fine.
All right. So we have, like, started the process, right? We have to refund that money through the gift card.
Mm-hmm.
So do one thing, close each and everything and come back to your normal screen and open up your app store where you can download any apps and games.
Excuse me, how long is this going to take?
More than 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm on my app store,
yeah? Yes. And type it over there, zip, Z-I-P, zip pay.
Z-I-P?
Yes, pay, P-A-Y.
Oh, zip pay, okay.
Right. And you can see, like, a zip, click on that.
Which one should I click? Is it like
zip? Yes, click on that. This application, ma'am, refunding the money. Okay, we have to refund that.
Mm-hmm.
You've done that and come up like open, and you need to click on like open, right?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to download.
Yes. Take your time. Okay, what can you see? Anything come up?
Not yet. I don't know why.
Okay. Put on your password.
Yeah.
Then click on continue. Is it downloading right now?
No, it just keeps taking me somewhere else.
Okay, what can you see right now?
No, just telling me to put my bank details and I don't want
to... No, don't need to put anything. Don't need to put anything. Click on back.
Back, yeah.
Click on back, right. Click on back.
Mm-hmm.
Click on back.
Yeah,
click on back. Come back in normal. Come back to your app store.
Yeah, I'm here.
Come back to your app store, right. And you can see like a Zip Shop Now, Pay Later. Click on that. Click on that. Click on that application. Yeah, Zip Pay. Click on the Zip Pay. You can see the button over there? Click on the button over there. Zip Pay.
Yeah, Zip Pay, yeah.
Okay, you can see like Zip Shop Now, Pay Later.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Put the password. Do you remember your password?
Yeah, I remember my password.
Put your Apple password carefully, right?
Yeah, just put it. I keep checking me to put my details.
All right. Okay, you can see it's written like a zip shop now, pay later. Click on that. Tell me, apart from this mobile phone, do you have any other device like the mobile phone or anything?
No.
Do you have? Oh, you have a phone and mobile phone, all right. So do you have any like a computer, laptop?
Oh, no.
Sorry?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you need to click on Zip Shop Now Pay Later, right? Don't you click the cloud option. Click on the written. You can see the written. And put the password.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I put the password, it keeps telling me to put my details.
Can you check on your password if you like putting it wrong or correct? You need to check on that at first. Okay, do one thing, forget your password, right? You need to forget that. Forget your password.
Oh, I keep telling me to put
back this out. All right. I think, ma'am, something is wrong, right? You need to go to your ZipPay. ZipPay, right? Go to your ZipPay. Okay, you need to, do you have any debit or credit card, ma'am, with you?
Credit card?
Do you have any debit or credit card?
No.
You haven't got that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like your bank card, ma'am. Like a debit or credit card.
Oh, yeah, I've got my...
Yes. So you need to be hand with your debit or credit card, right?
Yeah.
Is behind with you. And you need to fill up the form by your end, all right? Okay. Please be hand with you. Please be hand with your bank card.
Should I put my bank card?
Yes. At first, please be hand with that, right? And you need to install the ZipPay application, all right?
But I want to put an appointment now.
No. Where is your bank card right now? With you? Please be hand with your bank card.
Yeah, it's in my wallet. Okay.
Okay, you got the card, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so once again, open up your App Store.
App Store, yes?
Yes, I need to download that. The Zip Pay. And you can see, yes. Put your chip.
Okay.
I need to click on continue. Put the correct password. Okay, what can you see? Andy, come up?
No, I'm having
password. Okay, put the password, ma'am. Listen to me. Put the password, right? Then click on continue. Put on your passcode.
Yes.
Click on done. Anything you got, I'll let you know, all right?
Okay.
Don't you do anything by your end, all right? Don't you do anything by your end, right? What can you see? Tell me.
You can tell me to put the password. I keep saying
yes.
It's not helping anything.
Put your mobile number. Also, be relaxed, ma'am. Zip Pay, click on download, like a get option or like you got cloud option, click on that.
Yeah.
And you got like a verification, like your government, any option, and you need to put on that your Apple ID password, right? Do you have any passcode?
Yes, I'm trying to.
Yes, put in your mobile number. Click on done. Click on done. Then what option you got, and let me know, all right? Don't touch it. Don't do anything by your end. Click on done. Once you click on the cloud option, then to click on forget. All right, click on the cloud option once again.
Okay, let me just